It's a championship episode. Our favorite kind of episode.
Yes, sir. You already know. It's a parade inside our cities. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations to Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic and all of Serbia.
All of Serbia. Yeah, they're champions as well. Yep. We've crowned also for the, you know, mentioning Denver Nuggets, first time in franchise history winning an NBA title. Also, going across the pond, we've had another first for a European team, European title.
That's right.
Champions of Europe to Manchester City. First time.
Treble
winners as well. Omar, you know, it hurts for us, all us.
Yeah, but they deserve it. They want it.
You know, it is what it is. Also, big shout-outs again out in Vegas, too. We've had another championship crowned this week. What is that? Three. Yeah, but three champions. Three champions crowned this week. Big shout-out to the Vegas Golden Knights. Also, you know, they're one of a new team, newer team. They're one of the newer teams, but also first championship for them in the NHL as well. I believe their first year was 2018, so not as, but, you know, good for the Vegas people. You know, a lot of people are going out. A lot of teams are going out to Vegas now. Vegas
they got
is now.
Superstar teams.
Yeah, they got superstar teams. Minus the Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything,
you know,
God forbid the Raiders win the Super Bowl.
Their WNBA team is also like a dynasty team.
It's funny, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, Vegas is kind of a new sports market team. I believe the Golden Knight, the Vegas team, the hockey team, first, I think, professional team out there. Outside of the WNBA team.
Right.
I don't even know if the WNBA team ever won anything.
I think I really
they may have.
Say
I know
they were
they're
all rarely relatively new.
They yes, correct. So I kind of find it funny that, you know, they got a championship so fast, and then a lot of, you know, now the Raiders are in there.
Raiders effect.
They might get a basketball team. Who knows what happens in Sacramento?
Vegas Kings. That'd be hard.
Also, they have the baseball team, the Oakland Athletics, probably also going to make a move to Vegas. So I think this is really a really great time to be a sports fan in Vegas. No, they don't. But I mean, you know, once their first championship comes in, it attracts more other teams.
That's wild, though, that the Athletics are moving to Vegas because they just stripped away all of Oakland's teams. Like, imagine growing up in the Bay Area on the Oakland side of the bridge where all you know is the Oakland Raiders, the Oakland Warriors. Athletics. You're not aware of it. Now they're forcing you to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are big. They're San Francisco, actually. Yeah. They're not Oakland. Yeah.
A quick little thing on the Athletics. Well, first of all, just on just Oakland Athletics in general. Athletics as in just sports teams, not the baseball team.
Franchises.
Yeah, franchises. You know, watching the 30 for 30, I believe it was Al Davis versus the NFL, you get a good dynamic of just kind of like the politics that is involved in like having a sports team operate in a city, just not as economically gifted, I guess, for lack of a better term, as other cities with major sports teams. So it's not really surprising. And actually, this was actually kind of trending the other night. The Oakland Athletics had one of the worst attendances in baseball. Maybe little as 2,500 people show up to a game because they know their team's leaving. They know their team's leaving. They're making that move to Vegas. So the other day, I believe Tuesday night, they did a reverse boycott, packed the stadium. Packed the stadium.
Wow.
All the fans packed the stadium.
Wow, that's funny.
Very well organized by the fans of Oakland. Kind of like one last hurrah, one last F you to just like the team, Major League Baseball in general. They had, it was very organized.
Don't they got to play out the rest of the season there?
No one's going to go to the game. Damn. But this was definitely
this
like,
because
they sold it out. They sold it out.
I
like,
refuse to believe that they were able to organize for this reverse boycott. I just feel like, what did they do? Did they tell them it was an E-40 concert or something?
Like, hey, they could have. They probably told E-40 was probably in there. E-40 was probably a part of it. I know they had people with shirts.
E-40.
They had people like seated with shirts like that said sell, you know, right behind home plate. So the message was well sent. So you could tell like this was really well planned out for the poor athletic fans out there. And in Oakland. But yeah, they are losing all their teams, as you mentioned.
That's the last time that team's going to make any sort of revenue for the rest of the season, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because, like, it's a kind of like a double-edged sword. So, like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, well, we're not going to the games because they're going to leave anyways, but we're going to go here to force you guys to stay, which I don't understand. Like, if you're the owner of the Athletics, like, dog, I'm losing money here. Like, I can't afford mm-hmm. to keep it here. It's yeah. just business.
Yeah. And, again, like I said, it was just that 30 for 30, Al Davis, the NFL, kind of talks about the dynamics and the politics and just, like, all the bureaucratic stuff that just goes into just having a sports team in a city.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go on to that,
yeah.
wasn't there just like a – wasn't there a correlation? Didn't the guy who owns the Nuggets also owns Man City?
The guy who owns the Nuggets owns Arsenal. Arsenal. Owns the Rams, owns a few other Colorado Avalanche as
Is
well.
Does he own the Vegas hockey team?
No. I'm not sure who owns the Vegas.
I thought he won two teams.
Wait, but I'm just confused. I thought the Arabs owned Man City.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
So the Qataris own.
No.
Qataris, right?
Emirates.
Oh, Emiratis, okay.
Etihad is
Abu Dhabi, yeah, correct.
I don't know why I thought that guy owned Man City. The guy who owns the Nuggets, I think he won. You said he owns the Rams, right?
Owns the Rams.
Okay, that's what it was.
So last year he doubled up with an NFL championship as well as the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
Won the hockey.
Wait, so that
Stanley
same
Cup.
Old guy who's like, whose house?
Yes, that guy.
I hate when they interview the owners, like, because some of them are just like old as shit and just like not interviewing.
Stan Kroenke looks weird as hell.
He's like, yeah, that's right. Whose house? And then Rams house. That was funny.
Could be Jeffrey Lurie.
And then they gave the mic to Sean McVay, and Sean was like, give it up for the players. Sean McVay's coked out himself, you know?
Oh, where's Adderall head ass? But yeah, no,
Sean,
let's
you gotta calm down.
Let's go and unpack some of this NBA finals. You know, again, congratulations to Denver Nuggets on securing their first title in franchise history. And it was long overdue, you know, long overdue. My buddy Akil, big shout out to Akil. He deserves
y'all
it.
Won this fair and square.
Y'all did. They did.
No one could take this away from you or Nikola Jokic, finals MVP.
We all know Akil's a friend of the pod. And he's been a longtime supporter, probably the first supporter of the podcast. And this one's for you, buddy.
This one's for you.
100%. And, you know, being a fan, you know, like, I mean, I've been friends with him, like, all my life. So being a fan, watching him be a fan, like, going through the mellow years.
Yeah.
Dude, he was in love with this guy, Emmanuel Mudiay, at one point. You guys, that's a name you guys probably forgot
Is
about.
Is that Manimal?
Oh, no. Kenneth Faried as well. Manimal. Yeah. Kenneth Faried.
Yeah,
no, so it was a long time coming, and it's a lot of exercising of your demons. I was watching a lot of the parade today, you know, and Mike Malone, like, he was really, you know, you always try to figure out who's going to get the most drunk.
Mike Malone got the most drunk.
It was your coach who got the most drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently they were calling him the Laker daddy.
So, you know, when it comes to the Nuggets, and I talked to Akil about this too. He was telling me just like straight up how the Lakers were a thorn in the Nuggets side all these years. The Kobe years, Kobe would always beat the Nuggets. Kobe would always take care of Carmelo. They've met multiple times in the playoffs in second round. And those games would go down to 6 or 7, and always Kobe and the Lakers would carry on. And those were championship Laker teams.
Right.
Those are championship Laker teams. So who's to say Nuggets knocked them out? That could be the Nuggets we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And even more recently, like we talked about it, multiple times during the NBA playoffs. The Lakers, even recently, 2020, they knocked out the Nuggets in the conference finals.
Yeah, the bubble.
Yeah, so... I mean, big shout out, you know, big shout out.
It's vindication, really, because
100%.
You got to beat the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals this year to advance into the NBA Finals, which was an even easier task. Honestly, I think the biggest challenge for the Nuggets was the Lakers.
I believe they finished the playoffs with a 10-1 record. The Nuggets did.
No, 10-2. They lost 2.
They lost 2 to the Lakers, didn't they? No.
They lost
1
to
the Lakers.
They lost
2 to the Suns.
Oh, they did lose to the Suns. But then they destroyed the Suns in the last game.
So 10-3, about 10-3 record, which is KD Warriors, I think I saw, was mentioned last time a team had that kind of playoff record.
Damn.
And then the 2001 Lakers, I think they went 15-1.
Yeah, but you see, we mentioned the Lakers again.
No, sorry, 16-1.
So this is a team in the Nuggets who, again, they just watched success. Because I believe they're in the same division, the Lakers and the Nuggets. You just watch that success
right all
the time. And, you know, to get to experience it for yourself. And, again, big shout-out to Q because he's also a Giants fan, and he's witnessed some remarkable Giants runs as well to the Super Bowl. So
David Tyree,
Mario Manningham, all that good stuff. So
for the Nuggets, the number one team in the NBA, they had probably the best record. Was it, did it belong to the Bucks?
I think the best record belonged to the Bucks.
I believe, yeah. Actually, that's a good question. I do think the Nuggets were actually the best team in the NBA this year. But and you know, Twitter is gonna have their discourse. Oh, they played an 8 seed in the Timberwolves in the first round. They play their hardest matchup was the Nuggets. They played a 7-seeded Lakers. Everyone thought the Lakers were going to go to the finals. I thought the Lakers were going to go to the finals. I believe we all thought the Lakers were going to go to the finals on this pod. So, like, for them to, you know, they played consistently throughout the season. They've been the most consistent team, the most consistently coached team as well. So, again, you know, they deserved that, having that path to the playoff, having that path to the finals. And then, again, they played the 8-seed Miami Heat. You know, in the finals, so you can only play who's in front of you.
No, absolutely.
Biggest cliche ever.
I do think that if Boston made it, it would have been a more reasonable final, but
they would have won 6,
or maybe they could have they would have swept the Celtics.
So okay, yeah, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Boston were all better than the Nuggets
three teams in the East were better than the best team in the West.
That is crazy. That Miami took care of them. Miami took care of all of them. That's crazy to me.
That's just to show you that the Denver Nuggets are really the true number one seed right here.
Yeah. Most consistent. Most consistent.
Even if it was Milwaukee versus Denver, I think they would have got it done too.
Miami Heat were 44-38, which is surprisingly good for an eighth seed in the East.
That's above average.
Well, it's what we're used to.
It's because of this new
play-in tournament.
The play-in tournament. So either way, the eighth seed plays, the ninth seed or the tenth seed or something like that. So, I don't know who was, the 11th. Miami was 44-38 at the AC.
Yeah,
they had to play with the Raptors, who are 41-41. Raptors, Hawks, and Bulls were 40-42. Yeah, we're used to that. So, they were a better team than. Oh, let's give it. East was very competitive. East was really competitive. Yeah. So, I think that's kind of what this table is showing us.
Yeah, but then they ran,
They ran to the gauntlet.
They ran into Jokic.
Yeah, they.
Finals and there MVP, was Nikola Jokic.
I mean, and what can you do? What can you do with a guy like that, man?
He made history. You can't. He's too big.
I mean,
he was to literally be like Max Strus. They gave Vincent. He's like, I take both of you on, brother.
See,
I think he was the best shooting center at three. In the entire NBA Finals history.
The scariest part about this Nuggets team, I think, what I loved about the post-game celebration and the parade was Mike Malone knows what he's got in his team, and they want more. They want a dynasty. They want more championships.
They might go back.
They're not going crazy about, just the one championship, a la Milwaukee type shit. They know what they're capable of, and they have a young nucleus. They have great roster construction, and a guy like Jokic, who's already as great as he can be, he can get better, and he wants to get better. That's what Jamal Murray echoed. That he said, Jokic can get better. So
yeah, they just gotta take care of the hangover first, and then they can get back to work.
Hey, yeah, by all means, go off, celebrate Jokic. I know you wanted to go back to Serbia so badly, but you stayed in the United States. Come party with us a little bit, bro. We like to get down. We like to have fun, especially when our teams win championships. Then go have fun over there in Serbia,
Because
I know that's going to be a big-ass party for him, too.
They say the nightlife in Serbia is insane. So
oh, now it's going to be insane.
I totally understand.
100%.
Yeah.
When I was coming back from Dubai, I was on a flight with a Serbian man visiting the U.S. for the first time, and he was telling me, man, Belgrade's lit.
Yeah.
Belgrade's lit. Open all night.
I wonder how you say it's a parade inside my city, in Serbian.
That'll be a question for ChatGPT. we could do that later. So our tech man Omar here will probably look that up at some point on the show. But
we need more Serbian friends. That's all I know.
Well, my boss is Serbian, so
I know a lot of.
She just came back from Serbia. Like,
oh wow, okay.
Shout out to boss woman.
She came back during a good week. Or
yeah, I congratulate her on her fellow Serb winning a championship.
It was really cool. Like, it was really cool seeing in the like NBA finals as well. Just the watch party out in Serbia they had for Jokic. I mean, it's great having the winner of the finals win it at home.
Boy, you stayed up all night to witness that.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, I would too. You know, you're a boy. You know, you're a star boy. It's cool. I wish I could experience that feeling. I've never won a championship. I never won anything like that. But it's one of my favorite feelings. It's one of the best things in sports I can imagine.
So can you pull it up? Can anyone pronounce that?
Hold on. Can it pronounce it? Hold on.
It can, but he's gonna have to like.
Let's see.
Is it Toje Zebava Umangrado?
Toje Zebava Umangrado.
I don't know if it's phonetic.
I think it is.
Well, no, it's a party in my city. Well, whatever.
It's a party. Yeah. It's a parade.
Parade
inside my city. We're trying to get that.
Probably would not be.
Jokic and all the Serbians out there. This one's for you.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love it.
I'm going to hit my boss up tomorrow on TV. Be like, yo.
Yeah. I like that. But with the end and the conclusion of the NBA Finals, we get swinging right into the off season, man. We got trade speculations, teams trying to, you know, dethrone the champs right now, and a big trade rumor swirling around right now involve our hometown Wizards and star guard Bradley Beal. He could be open to a move. He has a no trade clause. Wizards. Just this offseason, hired a new president of basketball operations and a new GM, and they're finally looking to make real, legitimate, long-lasting moves, even possibly blow it up.
I thought we haven't blown it up already.
No, not with Bradley Beal. So what are your guys' thoughts on, you know, possibly the Wizards? I know we're all Wizards fans here. Wizards blowing it all up, or, like, the future of the Wizards?
Get Bradley Beal out of here.
Yeah, get some capital for him.
Yeah,
he's a great player. You can get some good capital for him.
Nah, you know what's going to happen? They're going to give us Gabe Vincent to kill him. Max Truth.
Like shit.
They're going to give us everybody for
the
it.
The big three from the bench.
But that's the thing, you know, which is interesting. They were missing Tyler Hero, the Heat were in this series. They could have definitely, even if they had Tyler Hero, I don't think that would have been enough power, enough firepower. Yeah.
What the fuck is Tyler Hero going to guard? The issue is not like
who's Bradley Beal gonna guard.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to get to this point later because, like, I don't think.
Yeah. No. No. But, like, you know, when it comes to Heat culture, it's winning, and you know, you had a guy like Bradley Beal. You know, they're used to winning, so I had a guy like Bradley Beal who was a prolific scorer. Maybe that Miami air is better than that. This Washington D.C. air and smog that we had last week. Maybe he could shoot lights out. But I know definitely a teams like contending teams also could see him going into Milwaukee. I think that would be really perfect for him.
Actually, would be. Yeah,
but like you know,
but with Miami, I feel like he'd be like a John Wall 2.0
situation. I think he's better off going to Milwaukee, and I think Damian Lillard should come to the Heat.
Let's be real, Mohamed, right
now. That's great.
All right, Mohamed Bradley Beal right here. I got a trade package right here from the Milwaukee Bucks, brother. You want to go play with Giannis? In Milwaukee?
Why not?
They were number one last year in the East.
Let me get this straight. You want to go play in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I mean...
Green Bay.
Milwaukee lit.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I
love that.
Milwaukee like a Midwest D.C.
No, I mean...
With cheese.
First of all, I've seen like videos about like United States in general, and I just heard Milwaukee's kind of shit. Like, it's dangerous. It's funny. Dangerous. Well,
that's
dangerous.
Where the Kia boys are.
Dangerous.
Oh, dangerous, really? Yes.
The Kia boys originated in Milwaukee.
I don't even know who the Kia boys are. Should I know that?
The TikTokers who were stealing Kias with a USB.
A USB. They
started in Milwaukee.
They stole Chauncey Gardner Johnson's Kia after the NFC Championship game.
Oh. Yeah, well, no, they started. I feel like the Milwaukee people started to trend because I remember watching.
So they migrate?
There's this one YouTuber. It's
it was a TikTok trend.
It's his one brave white boy.
It's a trend.
I'm the most dangerous hoods and see if I could make friends with people. And he made friends with the infamous Kia, the Kia boys. Like teenagers stealing people's cars.
The preteens stealing Kias.
I mean, you got to start with some car. I guess Kias were, I mean, you got, the name has to be good. The name has
to be
good.
You got to start with a Kia, you make your way up to a Bentley one.
And I guess I kind of see the pun in it. Get it? Like key, you know? Yeah, I guess
Kia,
I see the pun.
A Kia car. Or it sounds like a ghetto person. I'm a Kia.
Okay, stop it.
Excuse me.
But no, like, to the point is, the point was basically I don't see him making that move because, you know, basketball players, they need that lavish lifestyle, which is interesting now that I think about it because
Jordan didn't need that. He moved to Chicago.
Chicago's not bad. Chicago's a hub.
Chicago's,
yeah.
Like, I mean, Chicago's like, a hub. Like, in terms of,
but
you know.
The fact that Beal was so adamant to stay in D.C. when D.C. is not, like, the biggest market. Like, you know, people don't really want to come to D.C.
How many champions have been won in the last
Rose Bar is lit.
I mean, that's just me. Like, if you have the choice, and the problem is he has a no trade clause, so he has to approve the trade.
Well, can't you just kind of say fuck you to the no trade clause if you find something that works?
Well, he's also like, I feel like he just really settled down and established it. Like, think about it, man. You come from St. Louis, Missouri. I've been in St. Louis before. Ain't shit going on down there. The place sucks. No offense to anybody from
Missouri. Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like, Bradley Beal's a good dude. Like, I have no problem with the guy as an individual. But, like, strictly talking basketball, like, and just strictly talking basketball business, the business of basketball, you know, it's time for change for the sake of change, especially for the Wizards, you know. Wizards, and for Bradley Beal, you know, if he finished his career as a Wizard, he would have been the franchise's all-time leading scorer, which would be crazy considering, like, you know, a lot of people are in our generation when they think of the Wizards era with Bradley Beal is overshadowed by, like, John Wall.
Yeah, but he surpassed that a long time ago. And also, Bradley Beal has been on that fucking trade rumor shit since, like, his...
But this is now it's been reported that he's agreed with the team to allow them to shop him, you know? Before it was, no, not for sale. But now it's, you know, I will listen, I understand, like, what's going on type shit.
He had a, what's it called? He was just like, what's his name on the Lakers? Vlade Divac. He didn't want
to leave.
I want to leave D.C. I love D.C.
That's what I don't get.
What's different this time? What, is it Tingus Pingus? Is he pissing him off or something?
No,
is
I think it Kuzma? Might be Kuzma.
It could be Kuzma.
Oh, yo, it's going to be Kuzma's team.
Maybe Kuzma a little
this
too.
This is Kuzma's team.
He's the only one on the team with a championship ring. He understands. Wait. Yeah, he understands championship mentality.
It's crazy to me because we had... from this Nuggets team, we had Thomas Bryant, KCP,
Thomas Bryant,
KCP as well,
KCP two-time champion,
Ish Smith as well. He was on the Nuggets. Yeah, you remember Ish Smith?
Oh, DeAndre Jordan.
Oh yeah, first-time champion too as well, DeAndre Jordan. Yeah, big shout-outs to him. Yeah. So
what's on the Nuggets bench that we did not see a lot?
Christian Braun, rookie champion. Christian Braun is way better than Austin Reeves.
I think so.
You saw how high that boy was jumping?
Yeah.
Austin Reeves ain't jumping like that.
And the development of him is going to be big because, yeah, it's...
It's like, whoa, how tall are you? You don't look that tall.
Do you hear that rumor that Austin Reeves was spotted with Taylor Swift? Like, if that's true, you know, Taylor Swift is thirsty.
Well, first of all, you know, it took me a minute, but, like, I've kind of... I like me some country girl, Taylor Swift, but she's just tall as hell. That's the only problem.
I mean, the ice match, too.
So she found a match with Austin Reeves.
I think Joe Burrow's trying to shoot a shot, too. I don't know if he has a girl, but I think he's trying to shoot a shot.
Or is it? Did they spot him with a girl that looks like Taylor Swift?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Taylor
it
Swift
is L.A.
A lot of girls are like Taylor Swift.
Correct. Correct. You're not wrong there, brother.
It's like, you've seen that meme where it's like, oh, Justin Bieber, the most beautiful person in the world. It's like, you could walk into any gas station and find five dudes that look like, not here in Laurel.
No, not at all. In LA, sure, yeah.
Nah, they look more like Pooh Shicey out here.
I'm just saying, like, if you go outside on a nice summer day in anywhere, you will see white girls dressed all the same. They have a white tank top, ripped jeans, white shoes. All of them dressed alike.
Can't go wrong with the sundress, though.
No. You're not wearing sundresses, though.
Sundresses, yo, man.
Well, maybe if Taylor wore some sundresses.
Bro, she don't need to wear no sundresses, bro. I'm in that ass, bro. I'm in that ass.
You do, Taylor. But yeah, nah, it's all about Christian Braun.
Shout out to him. He's way better than Austin Reeves. Also,
as of right now, yeah.
Nobody.
I don't think we talked about Jamal Murray enough, or Jamal Murray at all.
I mean, dude, also Jamal Murray, like, I'll never forget that IG post that he accidentally posted of his girl giving him head. You know,
oh, yeah, he did do that.
Yeah, he did do that. Very, very,
Yo, what type of nigga shit is that? Like,
nah, he Canadian, that, number one.
He's
from the six, I think.
He put that out there, and he's like, all right, now that that's out there, let's move on to win a championship.
Like shit. Imagine what she gave him that the night he won, like shit.
Don't post that video.
Nah, he probably took.
That shit's on blast, like shit.
Don't believe this, bro. This girl gave the super guap.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder who told him. Like, one of his teammates are just probably like,
PR,
hey, bro.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but your girl's getting mad head right now. Like, shit, like, bro.
You know that dumbfounded face that Jamal Murray does whenever, like, something doesn't go with it? I just get this mad. I post it? What?
What? Goddamn.
Even in game, in the final game that they won, they were in foul trouble. Not really, but, I mean, they had to manage them so they could actually put them in the minutes where they counted.
Nah, I swear, the ref had the Heat money line. Because
the ref did have the Heat money line.
What the fuck are you
they were,
right
you,
now?
You know, he, Butler, the he, yep. Butler three.
Yep.
When MPJ and I think it was Aaron Gordon, he like extended his foot. Honestly,
well, no,
I was surprised it was ruled a foul. I thought that would have been overturned.
I still don't think that's a foul.
You guys forgot that you need to give the shooter space to land. Like, yeah, he said, kicked his foot out, but like, that's a natural motion because that's a fadeaway shot. He was running away and turning around. And
you can't touch
the
shooter.
But he still kicked his foot out. They outlawed that for a reason is what I think everyone was going with. You know, but you mentioned the refs. I mean, refs definitely had Heat money line. I think he definitely had Jimmy Butler on a lot of props as well. And, we have to talk about, like, just I love Jimmy Butler, but that performance.
That was a hard series for him.
It was a very tough series for him.
We talked about it, bro. Like, Bam was the best player for the Heat.
His shooting was off. And outside of, I think, what was it, game two, where everyone, like, the Heat were shooting, not even lights out, but, like, a lot better. Their shots just weren't falling.
Right.
Their shots weren't falling at all in this series, so hopefully, if they can add a guy like Bradley Beal.
And they were actually shooting better in percentage. Like, yeah. In terms of, like, three-point shooting. But, I mean, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you lost.
Because, I mean, you know, they can – Denver can push the tempo. And all they need was that one three. Yeah. That one MPJ three that went down.
And then Jokic hit a three, too.
Then Jokic hit that
crate.
And
then KCP hit the final three.
Yep. So, it's just, you know, hopefully they can add a guy like Bradley Beal. Because I would like to see
– I would like to see Damian Lillard, honestly.
They would have to give up a lot, though. Yeah, 100%. They have to give up a lot. But Beal, on the other hand, why that trade
give
would make
Tyler
a lot more sense. You could just give up like a guy like Tyler Hero. Yeah. You know, because in this sense, the contract's bad. So a team taking on the contract, you might get worse compensation because they have to take on that contract.
I mean, think about it. If you want a ring, you'll take a pay cut.
Yeah. But, I mean, he wouldn't he probably would take
– Maybe that's actually why he's still in D.C. Yeah, he knows he's like, I'm the best player on this franchise, and I'm the highest paid player in this franchise. Why do I need to leave this market?
Some guys just want to write their own legacy, you know.
Yeah. You're making your money the way you want to make it.
Choose their own path.
Yeah, like every man, woman's got a right
to the road less traveled. The road less traveled.
That would solidify your legacy.
But who's to say? I think that there's some guys like that, you know. Dame is one.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal is another. Who's to say that solidifies your legacy?
I think Dame wants a ring.
I mean, Dame does want a ring, but Dame's legacy is already like everyone knows Dame is Dame.
I think he wants a ring. He doesn't want to do the.
He's legendary on his own.
Yeah.
Dame was top 75, right?
NBA? I believe so.
Yeah, you have to be.
Bradley Beal isn't.
Of course, yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah. This goes to Bradley Beal as an individual, just the way he is as an individual. Sometimes that stuff doesn't matter to him. Right. So, I mean, you don't know, but like in discourse, in NBA discourse, amongst us fans, amongst the critics and stuff like that, it's what it is. The championships. The championships are what it is.
That literally is like the pinnacle of success in the league, in any league, really. Just you have to win the championship.
Yeah, 100%.
You got players like, you know, like we just said, Thomas Bryant.
Yeah.
Ring before you, Bradley Beal.
Yeah, I think, maybe a couple. I don't know if he was on that Lakers team as well, but.
Was he on that Lakers
team? I don't think so. No. Thomas Bryant.
Yeah, he was. He was traded at the deadline to the Nuggets.
No, I'm saying in 2020. In the bubble. Was he with the Lakers? I'm not 100%
positive. Thomas Bryant was with the Wizards.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think he had.
Remember that was like the same was year. Started off like 14.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was going to say, is that year? Yeah. Oh, man. Let's actually switch gears a little bit, go across the pond and talk about FIFA and the UEFA. Not even FIFA. UEFA.
You're a fucking disgrace.
UEFA champions in Man City. Omar, you mentioned in the beginning of the pod, man, they won the treble. Breaks my heart. I was cheering for Inter.
So was I.
But you know they were.
They played terribly.
I wouldn't even say Inter played terribly. The one guy that you know you didn't want to score. Well, like you know when a guy like who's been like the glue. For City the entire time, talking to like my City friends, Rodri, when he scores and scores a banger, like he's
Atletico, yeah, Madrid man.
When he scores, like the way he scores, you know it's bad. You know it's destiny. You know it's destiny. And for Inter, you know, they were in over their heads. Everybody saw this coming once City took out Madrid. So. Nothing really to say about it.
They won the game without De Bruyne too. De Bruyne left.
Left the game early. Yeah. So I thought that was hurt. Yeah.
In a final. But this time, luckily, he had his team there to help him out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Foden came in. Was he played, fantastic. He played good
enough, yeah. I mean, obviously, no one you can't when you lose a player like De Bruyne, it's hard to replace a player like that. But I mean.
I hate De Bruyne just because he's on City, but he's just so he's world class, man.
He's very clinical.
Everything about it,
he's like a perfect like number 10 midfielder. Mm-hmm. Like, playmaking attacker.
Surprised Gundogan didn't score.
It should have been like 4-0. If I'm being quite honest, should have been 4-0. Inter had chances at the end, but Lukaku just, you know, I was hoping he could have been the savior and Italy. I saw a funny tweet that said he's in Italy. They said all this work, the other guy, the Portuguese guy too, the black one. He's on AC Milan. Leao, Rafael,
yeah. Oh, yeah, all the hard work.
The black people.
Black players did in the Italian league.
In the Italian league just for fucking Lukaku to ruin it in 20 minutes of his game time.
Yeah.
He played awful, bro. I tell you what, he played awful,
he
man.
He did his classic, like, you know, I got the ball. Touch it once, it's going to go ahead of me by like 2 or 3 yards, and then I just got to like...
They had chances. Now look up
and they just blasted. Yeah,
exactly.
Was Lukaku in there as a decoy?
No, I mean, he came in for Aiden Dzeko, who used to play for Man City.
Yeah, Dzeko has just, I mean...
He's old.
You know, they were just the perfect team. Dzeko, everything Inter threw at them was just ineffective, you know. Their back line, I don't know if Kyle Walker started. Maybe, I believe he did. But even like guys like Grealish, you know, a lot of them were afraid that the moment was too big for them. But, I mean, the score ended up being 1-0, so anything could have happened. I know Lukaku got in the way of one of the final shots.
Yeah.
And, so it was not a good day for my man's Lukaku. He's still going back tapping Meg, though. He's still tapping the Stallion. So.
Shout out to you, Lukaku. First of all, that's amazing.
Wait, that's actually happening?
Yeah, he's dating Meg Thee Stallion.
Shout out to you, Lukaku.
She was at one of his teammates' weddings out in Italy. She was with Lukaku out there.
Dude, she doesn't strike me as somebody who knows.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm just like, okay. I was like, okay.
They're both rich.
Didn't Benzema date?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Meg Thee Stallion in Italy might set black people back 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, for real, they probably have the hella racist against her. Like, who the fuck is this? That's a guy. They're probably like, that's a guy. He's with.
Bro, have they heard wet ass pussy yet?
But like, dude, didn't Benzema have a date with Rihanna as well? So it's just like, you know, some of you'd be surprised, bro. We'd be surprised.
These bitches love Benzie.
Benzie, yeah, yeah.
What was I about to say? Yeah, on Man City. Oh yeah. Gundogan played his last game with them, and luckily he managed to.
I don't know. You think he's gonna leave?
Oh, they're gonna.
I saw Arsenal was a. They might target him.
I feel like he's like 30 plus, so he's probably at the end of his. Like this was it. This was his last year. He's about to become a free agent, but he ended off with the treble. So.
Speaking of, yeah, he did, and again, you know, I hate it had to be them, but you know, they were the perfect team, you know. I watched again. Just
Bayern couldn't stop y'all. Meant Real Madrid couldn't stop y'all. No,
Arsenal couldn't stop y'all. We had no shot. Like, dude, it's just crazy. It was really a cat and mouse for the Premier League title, and you know,
I hate it. They stole it. They stole that shit from
us. They didn't even steal it from us. We let them. we literally have our security system up, but we left the door open. We had the security system up, but left the door wide open for them to come in and snatch
that. I want to go back to Lukaku real quick. Because you guys heard about the rejected Saudi deal. He wanted 90 million after that.
They're like, we'll give you 20.
They said to
get 100.
You know, it was funny because you said in the group chat, I would say that was racist, but
that's accurate. Saturday,
that's very accurate. They literally were watching that game. They're just like, eh.
Dude, they had two of the worst like striker combos ever. They had Lukaku and Arturo Martinez.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
You remember him in the World Cup? I think he scored one goal in the World Cup. But still, like he had more wide open miss shots than he did actual.
Yeah, no, Martinez. Dude, I hate the way he looks too, bro. I hate Martinez. I hate the way he looks.
I just
bro.
They play. I can't believe they play striker. It's like at that point, if you can't score, play midfield.
I like the way Inter plays. And, you know, they play that super high press. Both teams were playing super high press, man marking man type shit. Because they weren't going to let them get on a counterattack, a breakaway with Haaland, with Grealish, just them running. You don't want them to run. Both teams, you didn't want them running and getting out of sorts. And homeboy, Dutch guy, defender.
Dumfries,
yeah. He was.
He had a moment to score and. He didn't do it, and at the same, like you said earlier, like it's a Champions League final. Like you know, you don't want to it's the moment might be too big for you.
Yep.
You don't want to fuck it up by having a terrible shot. You know.
Yeah, yeah. He was.
I feel that way sometimes. When I play pickup basketball. I'm wide open. I take a shot. Next year it was a brick.
Hey, keep shooting.
Keep shooting.
Hey,
it's a Champions League final. Keep shooting.
Also, want to talk about a little more about you know, because now I'm back on my EPL, my soccer grind. So talk about a little bit about the transfer window. I know there's some news coming out. Omar, you know, the Glazers are out, right?
Almost.
They're almost out.
It's kind of like Dan Snyder. But Dan Snyder's more realistic than the Glazers because it already happened.
Okay, so, you know, I saw some speculation. Maybe some Arab owners come in there, you know?
Give me the Saudi money.
You can't beat City. Might as well join them with the Arab oil money.
Exactly. And you know what? They got the Emirates. Shout out to my Emirates. Shout out to all the Emirates. We love you guys. Great. But now we got the Saudis coming. It's about to be an Arab derby, if you will.
Niggas are about to buy Mbappe, Neymar.
Who else? Who else from PSG want to leave? We got you.
You want 100 million? They're like, save us, man.
Donnarumma, you want to come too? I would love that, actually. You know, I just convinced myself into that. But no, it's going to be good.
You guys are in the news for anybody you've seen?
It's all rumors. You know, I don't believe shit entice players.
I think Mbappe to United. I'm very scared for that.
He might go to Madrid.
And then they have the money.
Or Newcastle, you said?
No.
I thought you said United. I was like,
because I know Real Madrid just signed Bellingham. That's why. So
no way, really?
Yeah, I think they introduced him today. Actually,
I feel like English players don't fare well in Madrid.
Y'all think Vinicius is going to be Vinicius? Madrid long term?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's their guy. Player. He's their star boy. I think, 22 years old? Yeah, he's their man. He's nasty.
Like,
Barca
don't got a player like that right now. Like, a player that's, like, truly, like, the face of the franchise.
Well, fuck Barca. They won the league.
I wouldn't be surprised. Watch in a couple years, maybe even January, man. Lewandowski might want out.
Lewandowski played like shit this year. My one friend who's a Barca fan kept telling me.
Isn't he older too, like in his 30s? Okay.
Because he was saying, he's like, we have they had Aubameyang at one point, Ousmane Dembele and Lewandowski, and they couldn't score for like a lot of games.
Yeah, Aubameyang is older too. Aubameyang, I think he's lost.
Barca hasn't had a really good striker since Luis Suarez. I hate that fucker, but goddamn.
But that nigga was a striker.
That nigga can shoot the shit
out of that guy. Correct. That guy was correct. A striker. Striker. Luis Suarez, like infamous Luis Suarez, but that motherfucker.
Because
he had midfielder dribbling skills, striking striker finishes.
Did you say clinical, like the poacher striker? You know what I'm saying? He hits every fucking shot.
100%. But, you know, I love how this all ties in together because we talked about, like, Stan Kroenke being owner of Arsenal as well. You know, now Arsenal is being linked to everybody you can imagine in the transfer market.
Declan Rice.
Hopefully we get him.
That might be a great signing for y'all.
I've been watching this. I really am. I know we're going to have to pay a big English tax for him, but he wants to come here, and I think that's going to be huge.
The English tax
is kind of crazy. Wait, I hate it.
I think, oh, yeah, that's right. KG was telling
me. Grealish was the English tax as well. Who else?
Harry Maguire.
Oh, Maguire was the first one.
The English tax is so bad that Harry Maguire, our country was formed because of it.
Like shit. Like shit. The English tax created the greatest nation of all time. You know, goddamn, that's hilarious.
Contracts.
What do you mean you don't want to pay this?
But so I'm just really excited for next year's Premier League season. I know. Mo, you know, your Chelsea, your Blues don't get Champions League. You guys don't get any type of European.
Bring back the Russians. Like, honestly, like, fuck this American guy.
You guys are linked to another Arsenal target, Moises Caicedo from Brighton. Really great CDM. People are comparing him to Conte. People are kind of little Conte, comparing him to Conte. So if you guys get him, that would be a huge signing for you guys. But y'all already have Enzo. And also, you know.
It doesn't matter. We're in shambles.
I love how we're linked, how Arsenal's linked to everybody. Kai Havertz as well. I take Kai Havertz, bro. Oh, yeah, I need a backup. We need a backup to Jesus.
You guys 100%. Teams could literally strip away Chelsea's players right now.
I know. It's going to be tough because, I mean, you know, like, you guys are battling, what, FIFA financial fair play thing, I think it's called, whatever. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you guys Chelsea? Were... Yeah, Chelsea. You guys have been spending crazy amount of money.
No,
or
I think
war
it was
money.
I think it was because, what's his name? Roman Abramovich was pro-Putin.
I think so. But they went crazy in the January and last year's transfer window.
They got Yao Felix.
They got Felix, Enzo Fernandez, Koulibaly.
To make sure we don't get relegated.
You got, but and the thing is, like, I think you guys finished eighth. In the, man, I don't even think eighth. I think you guys are like 10th or 13th. I think 12th actually. Worst season in 30 years.
I kept seeing relegation, and it was funny, man. My dad roasted the shit out of the Chelsea social media page.
It was hilarious.
It was a stress where we lost like 5 or 6 in a row.
You guys wouldn't score either. Exactly. You guys couldn't score.
Yo, remember when we were at Texas. Shout out to the Texas fan. Carlos was like, they went several games without scoring, and they scored a goal today, and the fans were saying, we scored a goal. We scored a goal.
Yeah, bro.
I
mean,
I
scored
like a goal. That too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But like, they posted like, oh, defeat tonight on one of the games, and my dad's like, this is defeat every night.
Hey, what's new? What is new? What is new?
You don't say.
You know, but I'm really excited. Like, I think this next upcoming, because they just announced, Premier League just announced upcoming the fixtures for next year. I'm really excited for Arsenal to get back in Champions League play. And I think this is going to be, we have to have a successful transfer window. Too many times I've seen Arsenal linked to this guy for another team that's more decisive and wants to win and is serious to swoop in. That's why I really hope that this...
You mean a richer team?
This was my point.
You know what? He's right. You guys don't need to pay the English tax. Go get homeboy from AC Milan, the Italian defender, midfielder, Tonali.
You know what's funny? Because
he's good.
In my FIFA like career mode, they sign these guys.
Because they know it.
They sign these guys. In the FIFA, they sign these guys.
A holding midfielder.
Yeah. So that's kind of funny. But my thing is now that Kroenke has already won. He's got his championship in football. Yeah. Now you got his championship in hockey.
Now you focus on soccer.
Yeah, you now
third, you need the third ring.
Exactly.
You got three franchises. Why'd you buy a soccer team?
So he was just waiting for the Nuggets. Exactly. And all that you're getting all that money. Use some of those American funds you made from being the best team in football, being the best team in basketball, being the best team in hockey. Bro, just please pay attention to North London. Please, man. Like, you tap into that. You tap into that.
It's a big market.
I'm telling you, man. Like, these American owners. Yeah, also, no, Arsenal, seriously.
When you think of London.
Please use like some of those EPL, funds, man.
Yeah, when you think of London, the EPL, like, literally, it's just Arsenal and Chelsea. That's it.
It really is.
The two biggest teams in that huge-ass market over there. And literally, I think.
It's funny because.
I think Arsenal might have a few more trophies over y'all. Not entirely.
Yeah, no, we I think we're tied with Chelsea. I think us and Chelsea have three.
See, that's what I say. Like, to my point. Yeah.
And you guys have what? 16? Or 15? I mean, yeah, 11. I mean, I don't know how many.
We haven't won shit in a while, so, I mean, it feels like.
What was the last one?
2013.
That
10 years ago.
Was that Van Persie year?
That was the Van Persie year. That was Alex Ferguson's last
year. Last year.
2013, right?
Yeah, 2012, 2013.
That was before Chelsea's dominant, the Chelsea and City run.
Yeah.
After that, it was just Chelsea and City, really.
Chelsea
just,
actually was, like, dominating more than City, if you think about it. I think
they have been.
They came out with more chips.
Well, we came out with more trophies.
Trophies.
Like,
yeah.
Like, total chips. Not just one.
City got the Premier League unlocked. It's the City's world, right?
It's their dynasty. Really, like,
but when it comes to, like, you know, diversity and trophies, Chelsea's your team.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing that also makes, like, a club, like, especially in the BBL, like, when you play in Europe, you have the prestige of playing in other tournaments, you know what I'm saying? Like, out here in America, like, we have the leagues. Like, every sport is its own league.
And that's why I don't think these American owners, like, for example, the Glazers as well. They don't understand that.
And Van U is one of the most decorated teams in all the
league. They're like, England. Oh, no, we just need to win the Premier League.
Because the top eight teams out of the 20 teams are playing in some type of European Cup.
Right.
You know? So you might not win the league, but you could be a really good team continental Europe.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking about Declan Rice. West Ham, for example, they finished eighth last year. And won the conference UEFA Conference League, whatever.
Nations Cup.
No. Because you're okay. So it's the first four teams, top four teams go to Champions League. Then number five and number six go to Europa, and then the number seven. It's number seven. Number seven goes to UEFA Conference. Conference nations, something like that.
Yeah, actually,
it's lower than Europa.
It's basically no facts.
D2 national championship. I had asked.
Facts. It's funny too because,
but that means something. That's still a trophy.
That's still a trophy. Yeah, but also to our point earlier that we were saying with like the trophy difference between like Arsenal, Chelsea, and Man City is like now Man City's finally hit the treble, right? Winning a treble is like a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's twice. Crazy.
As well.
I mean, I get America wants to be America. They have you guys got your own sports, but you know, if you're gonna dabble, you know, you guys got the funds. You know, you have the money, you have the funds. You're gonna dabble out in these country, in a different country for a different sport. You know, just fully embrace it. You know, fully embrace that shit because I love Arsenal just as much as I love my Redskins, my Commanders.
Right.
Just as much as you love, you just as much as the Eagles. Mahana, I don't know about you.
I'm sorry, dog.
I wouldn't say I love Chelsea.
You're wearing a Chelsea shirt right now, guys, by the way.
I am.
A very fresh Chelsea shirt.
In the last 10 years.
Nothing will top the Eagles. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if, like, let's say you play for Chelsea. I'm sorry.
I love that.
That's real. Like, that 2017 Super Bowl was way better than any of one of the chips made.
Yeah, bro. I witnessed a improbable Champions League run in 2012 with Drogba fucking beating Bayern Munich.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Eagles playoff win means more than me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's real.
Team in the NFC Championship game. That was better than fucking winning the Europa League.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, watching Hazard do his shit, Hazard was like Jalen Hurts. on God. What Hazard was doing in that Premier League that year, that was what Jalen Hurts was doing this year, bro. Like, let's be real.
He was on an MVP level.
Dude was going crazy. Like, get off me. Stiff arm. Get the fuck off me, bro.
The Hazard goal against Arsenal, you're talking about the solo one. That was like Jalen Hurts' touchdown run against the Saints in 2021 where he juked the shit out.
Juked the shit out like three people. Yeah, I remember. Now in those, that play just always, I replay that. Like, I'm just like, wait, Jalen Hurts has great, great Jrue moves. Just look at this
guy. No, that was like
the dude, to juke somebody, yeah, no, seriously, to juke somebody in soccer, like, out their boots. I remember Rashford did that on Partey and had that banger. Wow. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I remember when like, the Messi had Boateng in the spin cycle.
Yes.
I never seen that.
Bro, see, that's what I love. Like, hey. That's Champions League, bro. Like, everybody watching that shit, dog.
And that's a good
I'm fouling. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm fouling.
You're going to have to make a penalty.
You can get as mad as you want. I'm just like, bro, no. I really don't care.
I'll
like
put you in the box with Neuer.
Like, right? I'm not gonna, if I'm going to get embarrassed, you're coming down with me. Like, I don't know.
I think he scored. That's the worst part.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's...
No, I was like, what the fuck, Neuer? Could
have
bailed him out there.
Yeah, so.
No, like, what's wrong? Why are you getting juked out?
No, it was just like, I'm not getting blown.
Always yelling at somebody. It's like, nah, dog, you could have saved that shit.
Dude, I love my. That's always my favorite after a goal. Like, a defender or the goalie's yelling at somebody.
It's usually the goalie. The goalie's like
mad as fuck.
Hey, don't do it much, but you know who does it? It's probably Martinez from Argentina. Definitely mad as shit at fucking some of the dumbass defenders that he had to play with.
Emiliano be angry.
I've never seen Real defending because he talks like he
does talk. Shit. He does talk. You know what? Yeah, I think he takes accountability. Yeah. I think Emiliano takes accountability.
He takes accountability.
Because he talks shit.
He's like, oh, I want my defense to fuck up so I can.
So I can be like, hey, you know what? I will save us.
That's good. Let's, again, switch gears a little bit. Talk, after soccer banter, talk a little bit about. Back to the States. Let's bring it back stateside. Talk about some American football real quick. Some NFL, you know, off-season workouts, mini camps got wrapped up, I believe, this week. Just some news and notes kind of to wrap up this episode of the pod. A few things. There was a documentary, a new Netflix documentary special called Quarterback Coming Out. You guys saw the trailer. You got
features Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah,
we'll be watching for the Eagles' backup quarterback.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you guys. You guys interested in that? I saw the trailer the other day.
I'm interested in it because mainly it's football.
I love all like, access anything.
Yeah, yeah,
like when it comes to sports, knocks, I love all access.
We watch all the fucking.
Give me more.
All or nothing's all that shit.
Everything. Right? Give me more. I want to be in the locker room as much as possible.
Excuse me.
I'm good with Patrick Mahomes, but. Why Kirk Cousins? I don't want to give a fuck about Kirk Cousins' life.
See, they should have done Daniel Jones.
I don't mind the Kirk. I don't mind Kirk Cousins at all because I'm actually surprised he agreed to this. Because now I get like, you know, you get my respect if you like do the all access stuff. Because I'm just like, you know, you're allowing the viewers, us, the fans, to get a little like taste of your life.
Yeah.
Which I mean, me being a Commanders fan, Kirk Cousins, you know. Our last good quarterback. So, you know, I would like to see that, you know. Because this dude has changed from when he was there.
Yeah, with the Redskins at the time.
Exactly, the Redskins at the time.
And now he's 2 Chainz, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, 2 Chainz.
Honestly, I think
completely two different guys.
I think he got this role mainly because his teammates hyped him up so much after big wins. Mm-hmm. Especially close wins when you're like one score away from losing.
I still can't believe they won, on really drip they won 13 games, the Vikings.
And the crazy thing is, like, he's not.
But we all knew they weren't that good.
He's not a spectacular.
But they won 12? Okay, they won 12 games. That's still, that's a lot of games.
Yeah, they won 12. Well, that's not
that good. 12. The 49 was the second seed. The 49 won 13.
That's still a lot of games.
I know.
That is a lot of games, yeah.
I know, man.
Especially and one score games, too. One score games, too. They were comeback kings, man.
Yeah.
The Eagles
had worst point differential.
14 games, put that in perspective.
Yeah.
Damn,
the Chiefs did it with, like, nobody. Except for aging Travis Kelce.
NFC was really fire this year. But, Mahoney, you interested in this documentary?
No, like I said, like I've seen Kirk Cousins mic'd up before.
Frick!
Oh, man.
Nah, you remember when he was on the Redskins and you guys were playing the 49ers in week 17, in 2017?
Yeah.
Through the pick six. It's my son's first game.
Oh no. I have to look that up because this is new to me. This is news to me.
You showed me this.
Oh my gosh, this is upsetting then.
You just throw a pick six on. Yeah, you just completely took that shit out of your memory.
I was thinking about it earlier.
You threw a pick six against at the time it was the 0-6 49ers.
They were. Oh my God. We were struggling against them.
This was the Sam CJ Breathford for
this was the CJ Breathford. And he was dotting us up? He was dotting us up. It's funny because another quarterback started that game. I do remember that game. Another guy started that game. I forgot who it was.
Nick Mullins?
It wasn't Nick Mullins. It was. I don't remember the name. But CJ Breathard came in as a rookie. And the last name Breathard is really.
Is that the GM?
It was the GM. He was the GM. His father or grandfather was the GM during our Super Bowl. Oh, it was Hoyer. Hoyer was the quarterback, and he was ass. Yeah. He was ass. Bassett comes in, bro, he was dotting us up. That motherfucker was dotting us up. I was actually, they were 0-6, and Mahonda mentioned it, and I thought we were going to lose. Damn. I thought we were going to lose, but Kendall Fuller to the rescue.
Thank God. Yeah.
Rookie Kendall Fuller. Rookie Kendall Fuller was different, bro. That guy was elite.
Then they went into Philadelphia, and boy, he had never seen a pass rush like that, which is funny because that 49ers game, the Eagles 49ers in 2017, where we won 33-7.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened in the championship yep. game. Except for nobody quarterback.
Hey, man, and the weather was eerily similar.
Jameis had a pick six. We didn't have a pick six in the championship.
The weather was fairly similar.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to, again, we got, actually, there was a couple of news I thought that was kind of funny. Just scrolling through my timeline the other day. First off is Hard Knocks. Expect an announcement for Hard Knocks to come probably within the next few days, and my thinking is it's going to be the Commanders. So I'm.
Oh, they haven't announced it yet.
The teams that they can force on there are five teams. I believe it's the Jets, the Bears, the Saints, Raiders, and then the Commanders. Four of those teams vehemently have said they don't want to do it. Commanders have been the only team that haven't really pushed back, and I think it kind of. The storyline for HBO to putting cameras in there would be really good because, you know, back in 2016, they had Hard Knocks with the Rams as they were doing their relocation. Hard Knocks has followed many rookie head coaches as well over their years. But ownership change is a new dynamic for the show.
I think
they'd like to kind of explore that more.
I think the Commanders are actually the best fit for this. The Jets
also. We do have. Field.
They're gonna have Magic this Johnson.
Where Raspin was taking place.
Yep. And it would make
this room right here.
They sold opiates to the players. It was in this room that they brought Alex Smith in.
Hey, look, I'm a Charleston white guy, so the workplace harassment is not okay.
Not cool.
We're joking about it now, but, hey, if you see that shit, hey, Charleston white, snitching, OSHA.
Call OSHA on your boss.
Have OSHA on speed dial.
It was in this conference room that Dan Snyder decided to tell the entire meeting, everyone in the meeting, about how he and his wife had sex that night. One of the co-workers complained about a man by the name of Charleston White, who somehow got a job after getting fired from the Commanders.
And he found himself inside his bedroom with a video camera.
We need those guys. We need those guys. Those hawks who point out what's going on wrong with the with workplace.
I think the workplace Jets, culture. The Jets were the second best team for that list too.
100%. I would have liked to see the Bears too. I'm not gonna lie.
Bears, yeah, I like the culture.
I would have liked to see Justin
really
Fields.
See Zach Wilson. Last year, and Jack Wilson made the news for the wrong reason.
I'm going to fuck his mom.
So he banged one of his mom's friends.
Well, you can't bang Aaron Rodgers.
Hey,
mom.
You know what? It's not a bad thing that the Jets went with Aaron Rodgers. You know, at least you know what you're getting. The last two quarterbacks they had, one's a milf hunter, and the other guy sees ghosts and gets mononucleosis.
And then Joe Flacco in between them.
And then Joe Flacco, which Joe
Sprinkling
Flacco.
A little Mike White, the savior.
Yeah, no.
The unsung hero.
Exactly.
Mike White is Jon Snow for the Jets.
But back to the Hard Knocks thing, also would be good because you get I mentioned earlier that we have joint practices with the Ravens. Ravens have OBJ, you know. That's good.
Did they make another move? After OBJ is signing Lamar, did they make one more move?
I'm not sure. I know they drafted a really good wide receiver as well, Zay Flowers out of Boston College.
I think this is their year where this is our push to try to
it's got to be. Division. Yeah.
The only thorn on their side really is the Bengals. I don't know how good the Steelers are going to be or the Browns are going to be next year.
I don't know about the Browns. The Browns are still
Steelers,
the Browns.
Maybe.
The Browns.
Did you guys see who the Steelers drafted? The big man from Georgia, the lineman?
Yeah.
Big motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think getting Kenny
Pickett. He's very raw, though. So
yeah, everybody, you never know.
He fits the Steeler mold, though. Yeah. Because they want to play ground and pound.
Yeah. Give these players, some of these players, 1 year just to develop, they might become a totally different person.
I feel about Anthony Richard.
Anthony Richardson.
Bro, all I keep seeing is, look at Anthony Richardson throw the ball 60 yards down the field effortlessly. That's okay, I need to see a pass rush.
I agree, but I love what the first of all, I love what the Colts did there with Anthony Richardson.
They finally went in a new direction.
In a new direction, yes. Thank you. They really did, and I'm...
Hey, Jim, this white guy's not working out.
Shane Steichen's their head coach, you know? So, you know, whatever you do with Jalen Hurts, just apply it here. Yeah. I think it can't go wrong. You got some good weapons there, and Michael Pittman, Jonathan Taylor, so...
Honestly,
and a pretty solid offensive line, I should say. Even though they were bad last year.
I think Nick Sirianni designed the plays for the Eagles, and just Shane Steichen just called.
Well, either way, you know, he's familiar with the skill set, you know, so he knows how to get the most out of Anthony Richardson.
He's a very personable person, don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of, like, kind of switching the topic a little bit, still talking about football, we mentioned minicamp got wrapped up. There's some tension going on in Buffalo. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Stephon Diggs.
I like Stephon Diggs. You know, went to Maryland. He's a Maryland guy. Love him, but he's a diva. I can't. Yeah, I can't with him. You know,
really?
I can't with him. Yeah,
so what was the reason why he didn't attend minicamp? He just doesn't want to be in the Bills. They're not getting him. You are top five receiver in the league.
I couldn't tell you, but I follow him on Twitter, and I've followed him since his days in Minnesota. He sends cryptic tweets. He's just
maybe he needs a break.
He just likes attention.
Sounds like a DMV nigga.
Yeah, really. Yeah. He's just a true DMV nigga. I mean,
see, with
he's tired of. I'm sorry, bro. I don't want to live
with wide receivers. I feel like with wide receivers.
You think I want to be here, bro?
Exactly. Yeah.
AJ Brown be on that same shit too, man.
That's
why I love it. Niggas like Terry McLaurin. Like, dude just shows up to work, doesn't fucking complain.
Shut up, literally.
Don't fucking complain, bro. Like, you're making a shit ton of money, you know? You're winning.
Who
the fuck are you getting mad about? You could have it worse.
AJ Brown
that
was
ass.
Mad, like, I guess in the Giants game, we were winning 38-something. Motherfucker, when was the last time you won a divisional game and made it to the NFC Championship era?
He was mad with the lack of...
And you have a home playoff,
lack of involvement in the game, I mean, well, you don't need to... Boston Scott's fucking ripping up the defense.
Motherfucker, like, Jalen Hurts, like, had, like, 100 yards of scrimmage.
Yeah, like...
Like, the guy who touches the ball the most.
And we're already up 3-score, like...
Yeah.
You really want to risk
yourself?
They call
a bubble screen to Devontae.
I mean, that's also just a lovely...
Well, Devontae is him,
And he don't complain.
Nah. Devontae is him.
I mean, you never know. Like, he could be frustrated or something, but it's just like, dude.
Well, okay.
You took away, like, rep from Devontae, like, the first half of the year.
Yeah. You see
remember
him?
We were talking about Devontae Smith, like, oh, like, when's he ever going to get involved? Like, we always have to bet, Devontae Smith under 5 catches. And then the second half of the season, Devontae took off.
Because we realized Devontae was the big playmaker. AJ, don't get me wrong. AJ Brown's a playmaker, great receiver, but Devontae Smith literally was, even though it wasn't a catch, the first his catch in the NFC Championship game. It's plays like that.
Brown's like seriously.
Plays like that.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't see AJ Brown reaching out one-handed.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then the other thing, too, I was going to mention was about Stephon Diggs. Like, well, I'll say I'll reserve Devontae Smith. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He can act however he wants. But, I mean, you can reserve a little bit of space for these guys to, you know, exert some frustration. You see it all the time with Aaron Rodgers on Twitter, his Zero Dark 30 shit before he went to the Jets, all that dumb bullshit.
Which I still think he lied about. I do not believe he locked himself.
Yeah, darkness retreat.
I do not believe that. Yeah, don't believe that at all.
His darkness retreat from the beach.
There's no way. Yeah. I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers. I'm calling cap, bro. I love you. I'm calling cap.
I don't know what.
Like the same way he wasn't vaccinated.
Exactly.
Same way. Yeah.
Next thing you know, he was vaccinated.
Yeah, I said darkness retreat, bro. I just made a fort in my house, bro. What do you mean?
I was chilling, playing fort.
Y'all thought I went to Castle Black? What?
Maybe Stephon Diggs wants some more help on the offensive side. I don't know. Maybe he's
just
he could
Josh
use that.
Shit.
Yeah, that was also
could,
what I was
could also
saying
be
next.
That.
Maybe
Josh
really...
Allen did apologize.
Okay.
Didn't need to, but he did apologize.
So he
must have did something.
Yeah, he did something wrong.
Must
Kirk
did something.
Remember when Kirk Cousins apologized to Adam Thielen? That's a much lesser degree.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't with this man. I can't with this man.
Like, why?
I can't with this man.
I'm trying to be a leader here. Very bad. I'm trying really hard right now to be a leader.
Play Hero Ball.
Oh, my gosh. All right. One more thing I saw that was kind of interesting. Was kind of funny. So this guy reported that there was a undisclosed NFL player who lost $8 million to gambling.
Oh, my God.
This past season.
Jeez.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
Wait, former NFL player or current NFL player?
Current NFL. I believe, I'm not sure.
Why Why would you give out that information if you're a current NFL player?
I'm gonna assume the he is probably not an NFL player anymore to give out that information.
Wait, you say he lost money, right?
Yes,
he lost
$8 million.
How the fuck do you to gambling? Insider trading like that bad? How are you in the league? Looks like we should have it.
Hey, yeah. Dude's not good it's at like, gambling.
Damn, I don't think my running back's gonna get that many yards.
Imagine if he started. Or did he start? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It's undisclosed. Yeah.
It's Jameson Williams.
Headass.
It's like, okay, if he's a...
Watch it be like Jameis Winston.
That's why he didn't play.
That'd be hilarious.
I have a back injury. I can't play for the season. This guy, who was the quarterback that year? Taysom? Not Taysom.
Last
Andy
year?
Dalton.
It was Andy Dalton, yeah.
Like, I'm about under on this motherfucker every game.
these motherfuckers don't know I'm starting. Little does he know, Jameis Winston, after the first interception, out the game.
For the rest of the season.
Like shit.
You have a back injury. Sorry.
Like shit,
can't
man.
Can't play, can't risk it.
Like shit.
We'll pay you that clause later.
Well, guys, again, thank you for another season of State of Franchise Podcast. We'll be back for the football season. We got a lot of great things coming your way. We're really excited. We're gonna have more soccer talk, more EPL talk coming your way for our international listeners out there. You know, thank you again for all the support, guys. You know, that concludes another season. But we'll be back, man. We'll be back. Football season ain't too far away.
It's not that far.
Less than 8 weeks. Yeah.
Less than 8 weeks.
Thanks.
Thank you for everybody for listening, tuning. Really, truly appreciate it.
All right.